everyone, and welcome to a very special episode.
Of the Horror Friendly Podcast!
Of the Horror Friendly Podcast!
I'm going to say we keep this in. This summarises us perfectly.
My name is Katie, and I am joined yet again
by these fucking dickheads.
By these two dickheads. I've got a bit of a giggles tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I've lost everything.
Did you say you lost your wine?
No, I haven't lost my wine. I haven't got wine. I've got
no,
tea.
She drank the wine already. Now she's onto the tea.
Yeah. That's what I've got.
Cocktails,
the
mate.
My name is Katie, and I'm joined yet again by Charlie and Chantel, and we are here to do a very special bonus Halloween episode.
Fuck.
So yeah, hi guys.
So
I'm good. I have to explain because this is probably very annoying for the listeners. I've got the giggles tonight because we'll explain what's going to happen, but we've decided to go a bit different on this bonus episode, and we've instead decided to do either Halloween specials or like scary programs.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
And so do we all wanna do we all want to introduce our episodes? Tell, do you want to go first?
Fucking disaster.
This is so annoying for all the listeners. I do apologise. It's why I can't control it. I'm sweating. Right.
I'm just laughing at Katie, though.
We can just edit all this out and you're there like, I'm so sorry. Like, it's fine. You're allowed to have fun. I love the fact this is going to be a horrible episode in just that we won't stop giggling.
Yeah,
we're going to have a great time. Everyone else is going to be like, what the fuck am I listening to? It was a very simple idea of my fucking internet's unstable, so that's not going to help tonight. But we wanted to, pick sort of like a horror special or something of a TV program or a kids sort of horror TV program. Katie's lost it again. We could then watch, so they sort of shorter versions, and then we can talk about them as we normally would big long feature films.
Yeah,
but Kate, people can't see, but Katie's still pissing herself off.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
It's fine. We also, as I said, we haven't even said hi to each other. We've just completely gone on to the films, but that's fine. Let's do that. Who is going first? Who's show? So we've all watched each other's, but then we all had to pick one. So who's going first? Charlie, you're gonna start us off?
I would like to introduce you to some of cinema's finest. I can't. Some of cinema's finest work. And I would like to introduce you to the almighty Scared Shrekless 2010 Halloween special.
My God. You're laughing harder now than you did when you ever suggested it. Like,
I don't know why. I think like we signed on and we were like, normally we talk about a series or serious horror film or something. I think it's just thrown me off the fact that we're talking about Shrek tonight and we're going to be like rating it spooks up.
We're by Shrek.
Charlie, do you want to start us off with the plot?
So, the plot. So, if you're not familiar with Shrek, where the fuck have you been in the last 20 years? we head back to Lord Farquaad's Duloc, but it's obviously run down. And we spend a night in his castle where the characters are Shrek. Tell each other scary stories in a bid to see who can last it through the night and win a bet. I'm sorry, you have no idea how hard
that was. Well done. Well done.
Anyway, so the characters proceed to tell each other stories, and it base itself loosely on three very famous horror movies. We've got The Bride of Gingy, which is a spoof of The Bride of Frankenstein. Boots Motel, which is told by Puss and Donkey, which is a spoof of Psycho. And very fitting, it's Shrek telling the story of the Shrek's exist. And I keep looking at Katie's top tonight and seeing that she is wearing the Exorcist top, which, oh, it's amazing. Anyway.
Great. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, what were your thoughts on it, Charlie? So why did you pick it?
Because it's fucking Shrek. Why else would I pick it? You've given me free reign to choose something.
But Charlie, why this one? Because obviously there was a few Shrek episodes. So why this one in particular? What did you love so much about it?
Well, it's obviously a Halloween special. It was the original.
Yeah, so have you seen Shrek the Halls? Because that's the Christmas one.
I have seen Shrek for Halls, thank you very much.
Katie, you nearly said that with a straight face. Then you broke it.
See, we've had like an ongoing thing in our relationship over the last however long we've known each other, where Shrek and Shrek memes have just become a part of our daily life, really. And so I thought it was only fitting that we were able to finally cover Shrek in the episode. And obviously, we've also spoke about Shrek before on the podcast.
We have.
And so...
So, yeah. Charlie, cool. Do you remember your first impressions of this?
You know what? I think I do.
Was it, this is excellent?
Shrek-cellent. You know what? Because I hadn't seen some of the movies that it's obviously parodies of, I think I didn't understand it. So, although I enjoyed it, but yeah, obviously watching it this time around, having more understanding, like I've seen Psycho, I've seen The Exorcist now, and obviously I want to sort of corner in on the first Exorcist because I think it's fucking outstanding. But yeah, I understood it, and I really appreciated like how much work and how fun it must have been to be like the actors.
Well,
like
you say that, but it's not Eddie Murphy's voice, is it?
No, it is the first part of the Shrek franchise without Eddie Murphy, and it's voiced by Dean Edwards. So poor Eddie, I think this might have been around the Mel C drama with Who's the Daddy. But yes, it is not voiced by Eddie Murphy, which I'm very sad about. But I'm very happy that everyone else still partook in this.
For sure.
Team building exercise.
Absolutely. Tell, what were your thoughts on it when you watched it? When you first watched it, was it your first time watching
it? You know what? It was. I do love how seriously we're talking about this. We should have done this one last. So we really should have. It's so ridiculous. Oh. We should have done this one last. Do you know what? This actually was my first time watching it. And it was one of those where, like, we always fuck around about it. And I've just never... Why would I sit down and watch them? Or just, you know, you get too busy. So I actually watched it. And I... Why wouldn't you? But, like, when you get busy, you get busy. And fuck me, it was really funny. Like, I can't believe you've gone straight to Farquaad's castle without even mentioning the fact that Pinocchio casually hangs himself as a Halloween costume. Or the fact there's a House of Wax fucking reference in there. Like,
yes.
Or yes. A throwback to the fucking song. The where Duloc. It's like, let's Duloc song. Like, let's do that again. How the, like, we haven't even got to the castle at that point. Like, how have you not mentioned any of that?
I'm sorry. I needed to keep it short and sweet-ish, as sweet as I could, without fucking throwing up from the laughter of getting through to it.
It is genius. It is, like, just so fucking funny. But it's what, as you said, like, they reference the fucking Exorcist. And again, like, House of Wax is quite a niche reference. But, like, Exorcist, if you're a horror fan and you've got kids, you're watching this, like, the grown-ups will get the reference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, House of Wax, you have to be a horror fan to kind of get that one, I think. Unless you were just kind of, I don't know, that age at the time. But, like, it's just so funny that it's, like, the kids haven't got a fucking clue what's going on.
No.
Or, like, what is going on? And the parents must be sat there like, this is the best thing. Sit down and shut up.
Like, I have to say, I did watch this with my child.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's absolutely fine that you did.
Yep.
But, like, she will have not understood half of what was going on or what it was referencing. And that's
enjoying the fact that it was Shrek and Donkey and Puss in Boots.
But that's what they do so brilliantly, is hide in all those adult jokes and then just be like, yeah, kids, tough tits, this ain't for you. And it's so good. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thoroughly enjoyed it. Katie, what about you?
Yeah, I watched this a couple of Halloweens ago.
Not by myself.
And I did watch it. And I thought it was good then. I like the little, what is it? Not anthology, but like the little mini episodes within one episode, like Treehouse of Horror does. I liked it. How can you not like it? It's Shrek, innit? Like
Shrek bitches.
Yeah.
Shrek in it.
I particularly enjoyed the Shrek's assist, I must admit. And one, that is one of the main reasons I'm wearing this tonight, to support the cause. Yeah. So
support your boy.
Yeah, support my boy always. I've got a lot of time for it. I pretty much agree with you, Tal. It's very funny and it's kid friendly, adult friendly. Shrek has some like adult humor in it as well.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Normally. So it is quite fun that they've like incorporated it into a Halloween episode too. And I've got a lot of time for these things, you know. I like Shrek the Halls. I'll try and watch that every year if I can. It used to be on the TV, so that's now me and my brother got into it. But now it's on Netflix. So we never get to miss it, which is a great moment for us. So Charlie, great choice, man. Like I wondered whether you would go for Toy Story, the Toy Story one, because obviously of your daughter's a big fan, but
she fucking loves Buzz and Woody, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Who doesn't? Characters. But there is a Halloween episode of that, so I did wonder if you'd go for that. But you went for.
I would. We're currently introducing her to the world of Shrek and Puss in Boots. And so I felt like this was a bit more fitting because we'd watched these more recently. And also, perfect. I can't watch another Toy Story thing. I've been watching it for the last, like, 6 years of my life. And Shrek, it's a throwback to my childhood. Like, these were films that I grew up with. And it holds a sentimental place in my heart.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, Charlie, what would you give it out of 5?
I'll give 5, man. Like, it's amazing. And as you said, like, even before you even got to the haunted castle, like, you've got fucking Pinocchio bloody hanging himself.
I actually rewound because I couldn't believe it. I was like, no, I missaw that. I went back. I was like, nope, he's hanging himself. What the fuck? Like,
and even on the DreamWorks sign as well, you know, they normally got the guy fishing.
Yeah.
He runs off when there's like a werewolf sound and then he turns into a werewolf behind the moon. Like, it's little touches like that which make it.
Shrek's kiss.
And also, welcome to Duploc, whatever it's classic. Called.
I love the idea that somebody's still in that town, or they came back just to change that song.
Yeah, and also like the fact that they're cutting off the heads and the toys and that. But I also love how it is a throwback to that original movie where obviously Donkey wants to do it again.
Let's do that again.
But now this time it's obviously because it's horrible. Shrek wants to do it, and
classic
Shrek.
Iconic. So yeah, 5 spooks out of 5 for me. And I guess my favorite bit, I think, has to be Pinocchio in The Strexicist with his head spinning around and then throwing up whatever the fuck he's throwing it up. What about you, Tel?
I'm giving it a 5. It's fucking great. It's so much fun. It's so stupidly fun, even as an adult. I love the, again, that adult humour in there, referencing a bunch of horror films that the kids should not know about, and just not understanding why it's so funny, of Shrek being like, I'm the babysitter. And also the free blind mice joke.
Oh my God.
Just walking on the fucking turntable. We're there, yeah? And I was like, this is so fucking funny. I think it's really just as you say, Shrek's Kiss. Definitely going to be watching that again before Halloween. Katie, what about you?
It's got to be a 5, lads. It's a full house. I don't think that's ever happened. Well, it has happened in our films, but not very often.
So
this is an exciting
this
moment.
This is broken records.
DreamWorks will be proud.
Can we
podcast.
Give it an award, please? I'm going to put it up on IMBD that it won the Horror Friendly Podcast. Halloween
yeah, what
special
film
award.
Of the year? What was our film of the year? Horror of the year, Shrek.
Yes, and it has to be it's got to be a full house tonight. And yeah, I'm going to agree with Charlie on the favourite moment, the Shrek assist, just the entire bit of that.
It's incredible.
Particularly special. So absolutely excellent choice, Charlie. Bravo.
Thank you.
I worry we've started too strong with this choice.
Well, we're going to go downhill with mine, don't worry.
It's going to fucking plummet now. But before it plummets, sorry, we have one more question.
Oh, God. How do we forget? Would we survive if the haunted castle were to work?
Would we survive?
Get out of my swamp.
Well, Charlie, we already know your answer.
No.
Obviously. Yeah, I'm surviving.
Okay. All right, Tal.
Mainly because I'm married to Shrek.
You're married to Shrek. I'm going to say yes, I would survive.
Okay. And I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Full house. We're all surviving. House. Do you reckon we could scare Shrek with a story?
Oh, I don't know. But...
Oh, maybe. I think we've got a few decent ones, haven't we?
Yeah.
Amongst us.
Yeah, one or two. I'm sure we can think of something. Maybe on par. Maybe
some
we could...
Trauma.
Yeah, get... Shrek, here's my trauma, but amazingly, you actually helped me through a lot of it during my teen years.
Hashtag trauma.
Yes,
it's okay. That's when Shrek brings out the videos that went viral on
YouTube.
And then there is my trauma.
Yes. But Shrek helps us through the trauma, so it's fine. Okay.
Right.
Who's
then.
Next?
I feel like Tel, we need to go to yours next.
Do you reckon?
Mainly because Katie's is slightly different in terms of obviously what she's chosen. But I feel like yours is a strong sort of follow-on.
Okay. We've already mentioned the Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors, but I went with one of those episodes. So it was Treehouse of Horror 5, and it is in Season 6, Episode 6.
Yeah.
So I went for this one because I actually... Googled all the different, or not, I didn't individually Google everyone. I don't have that time. But no, I Googled the best ones, and this one actually came out on top. So I was like, cool, let's go with that. Let's see what we think, see if we agree. You've probably seen other Treehouse of Horrors, I'm assuming, because I know I watched a lot of them growing up. So it'd be interesting if you're actually, that's the one that stuck out for you. So we will discuss that. But this is the one. So it's a 3-parter. It has The Shining, which is obviously an absolute knockoff of The Shining. But even, I forgot his bloody name, Willie. Even Willie turns around and goes, shh, do you want to get sued? So that's quite funny. They then have Time and Punishment, which is reflective of sort of the butterfly effect and going back in time with a toaster. And then Homer keeps changing everything and then seeing different alternatives of his life. And we also have Nightmare Cafeteria, where Principal Skinner and Lunch Lady Doris put all the children in detention and then slowly start eating them. Actually, not even slowly, really fucking quickly. There's suddenly like no students left in
that
school. They
have big appetites, man.
Yeah, like what the I know the kids are also eating, but like, yeah. Considering they're keeping them all in... That was the other thing at the end. They were keeping them all in cages, and then they were like, ah, the free-range children. But like at that point, you've already captured the kids, so why would you not just like leave them in your classroom until that point? Was I missing that? But anyway, maybe I'm overthinking it for a Simpsons episode. What were your first thoughts? Katie, I'll come to you first.
Oh God, when I started watching this, it really like took me back to watching it so long ago, because I remember on Halloween, it always used to be on, or like around October. And I remember this one really well. And it's so good. Like, it's just like a perfect Halloween episode, a perfect Treehouse of Horror episode, I think. Yeah, I've got a lot of time for this. It's the same vibes as Shrek. Like, it's very good. It's very clever. It's just like, especially the Shiny episode is just so fucking good. So many good references. And it's not really like, it hasn't aged really. It's still very funny. Like, I think The Simpsons often does, like the best episodes have never really aged. So yeah, I really like it. What about you, Charlie?
So for me, I haven't seen The Shining, nor any of the other films sort of referenced in it, but I do know sort of enough of the iconic scenes in The Shining to sort of understand that part of it. And I don't think I've ever seen any of the Treehouse of Horrors either. So this for me was like a complete introduction. And I think I'm going to agree with you. Like, it was very, very clever. Obviously, I don't really have much to base off apart from like the few scenes that I do know from The Shining. But I quite enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun. Again, I watched with my daughter in the room. So usually, obviously, I can't watch our usual choices with her around, so this was quite nice. And like, she liked it because it was silly and it was Simpsons and they were doing silly things. So yeah, I mean, top marks for a family friendly horror-esque cartoon.
So Charlie, it's kind of funny you saying like, obviously you haven't seen The Shining, so you weren't really, you didn't get every reference, but you kind of, you know, you get the gist of what's going on. But so the series creator Matt Groening actually admitted he had not seen The Shining, and so most of the references to him were also lost. Which is like,
see, me again, and Matt.
Yeah. Luckily, he's got a whole team working for him who did get the references.
Exactly. But like,
dude, just watch the film. Like, it's so, I just love that added fact that, like, really? But I love the, I mean, what references did you catch, Charlie, from The Shining bit? Obviously, The Shining.
The Shining. Now that you come to me, obviously when she has the baseball bat and he's got the axes, I've seen a still of him frozen in the snow, so I'm not sure if that's actually got anything to do with it or whether that is just how it ends, like the original, like The Shining. But when they're frozen in the snow, I literally can't think of it off my head because so much has happened since.
I mean, you've just watched Shrek, so you know you were.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I want to say the red blood or something when they open the elevator.
Yeah.
I want to say that as well.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a big one. I love that, where it's just something as simple as, the blood normally gets off at the other floor. Like, just.
Yes, that I did have a little chuckle at that. Yeah, they're the ones that are sticking out in my head, but I know there was more that I did pick up on, but yeah, I can't remember them off the top of my head.
Katie, what about you?
The frozen bit at the end was very funny, because obviously he's mad because he hasn't got any beer and he can't watch TV. So then when, I think it was like the awards or something comes on and he's like, oh, the anger is coming back,
yeah,
and he's frozen. That was very funny. And the drive up is very good because then it goes black again to Wednesday, which like it does in the film, because obviously they've forgotten to do whatever. And then they forgot to, I think, like, look after grandpa.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't go back.
They left the doors open and then they just leave grandpa at the gas station.
So good. References, they're so clever. They're so funny. And like, because like Charlie, even if she hasn't like seen it, it's still something that everyone can laugh along to.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I actually thought the last episode was pretty grim.
I really want to watch whatever movie it's based on.
I don't know that it is. I was trying to find this out, actually, because I was like, obviously, normally they are based on something.
To me, it reminds me a bit like the there was a TV show called The Strain, like probably about 10 years ago. And it reminds me a tiny bit of that, where it's basically it's vampires that use blood. And they basically farm humans to take over the world.
Well, apparently there was a reference to a television series called Nightmare Cafe, which I've never actually seen, so I completely missed that. Oh. I thought it was just completely The Simpsons, that one, like an original.
Oh, okay.
But while the plot bears resemblance to Soylent Green.
Is that a person?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? A place?
It was an American dystopian film that came out in 73.
Ooh.
So Nightmare Cafe was... I don't know, because when I click on the Wikipedia link, it goes to an empty page. So no idea.
Love that. Thank you, Wikipedia.
But yeah, I just think it's really, I don't know. It is a bit gory when they're so, I love how gory it is, but also the something as simple as like when they start naming the food after the kids that they've obviously just eaten.
Yeah.
So it's more like, I can't remember what they call it, like sloppy joes. It's like, more sloppy Jimbos. And it's just like, how did they think they were going to get away with this? It's so good. But I did see funny you saying about how like gory the last one is. And apparently, so season six showrunner, this is on Mental Floss, season six showrunner David Merkin tried his best to make that season special as disturbing as possible in response to Congress's attempts to censor The Simpsons because of perceived excessive violence. So that's why Groundskeeper Willie keeps getting killed by the axe. And then, like, obviously at the end where they get, like, turned inside out and just...
They do that
fucking
dance.
Disgusting. Yeah.
And it's all, like, falling off of them. It's gross. Yeah.
They even sing the line about the dog eyeing up Bart's intestine and then, like, nobody helps. It's great. I did think that was pretty cool how they just didn't give a shit. Like, the creators of The Simpsons never really did they? They were like,
never
do this. We're going to do it.
And still get a prime time spot as well.
Yeah, this was on at like 6 p.m. while we all ate our dinner.
Yeah, 5:30, 6 p.m. This needs to be Simpsons.
I love that. Oh, well. Okay. Charlie, what are you giving it out of 5?
I wished I had seen, like, obviously some of the... I wish I'd seen The Shining to be able to give it a higher one, because obviously I would understand it and appreciate it a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5. I think my favourite bit has to be the bit where they're naming like the foods after the children.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking grim, but I love it.
Amazing. Katie, what about you?
I'm going to give it a 5. It's a top tier Simpsons episode and a top tier Treehouse episode. So I'm going to go for it. Mm-hmm. It's because I know mine's coming and we're going to be disappointed.
maybe we should have started with your one.
I know, we should have done. We're going to end on a low. I'm going to give that. And then I think my spook is probably a couple of the Shining references. And just that whole Shining episode is so good. Mm. What about you, Tel?
I'm gonna give it a 4.5 because I really, really like it, but I really did love the Shrek episode. So I'm comparing it to that. So I'm gonna give it a 4.5. But again, yeah, I love the like Maggie spelling red rum. I love the fucking Homer shoving his head through the door, and then I love Marge just being so fucking stupid where she's like, it's like Lisa being like, is Dad gonna kill us? We'll just have to wait and see. And it's just such a Marge response to be like, things will be fine, and it just cracks me up how they did a horror special, but they never lose the Simpsons when they do it. I like that. Okay, but do we think we would survive? Katie, I'm gonna come to you first.
I think with The Simpsons, there's always a way out. Someone always does survive at the end, even though they're like lizard people or they're whatever. So So I'm going to say yes, because I think it is more possible on a Simpsons episode. So yeah. Go on, Charlie. What about you?
Fucking obviously, but I also forgot to mention, I am very sorry, I love the opening credits of Simpsons as well, and I know they're iconic every time, but this time, like, I'd never seen it before, and it was great. But obviously I'm surviving. Even the evolution one, like, I'll come back as a fucking giant and squish you all. Not you all, like, you two in particular, but, like...
Yeah, what have we done?
Sorry, bro. I'll be running off of Shrek to my swamp. Fuck it, I'll survive somehow. How about you, Tell?
I'm going to call you both out and say you're both full of shit. Neither of you are surviving for one simple thing. And it's what Bart even says in the final one with the food processor, because Milhouse falls in. And he goes, well, something must come and save the Simpson children. I doubt we're not Simpsons. So, yes, somebody always survives, but the only people that survive are the Simpsons family. No one gives a shit about the extras, so we're dead.
Unless Maggie shoots me, that's it. I'm cool.
Yeah, but I'm going to say we're all dead because we're not Simpsons, which means we're fucked.
I'll marry Homer if I have to. I'll be his side piece.
Wow.
We vote for Marge. I'll give him what he wants. I'll give him some beer and television.
All he wants is Marge. We've seen
and
that
donuts.
And
I do love that donut recipe when fucking... it's like, oh, it's raining.
I know. I kind of wanted to see what would have happened if he'd been there 5 seconds later, but like, we know what would happen. He'd just be outside eating donuts.
Yeah.
What's Homer doing? Why is he dancing in the rain? But yeah, so I'm going to call bullshit that none of us are surviving The Simpsons.
Okay, fair enough.
And on that, though, that leaves us with
Katie.
Piece de la resistance.
I respect you a bit, Katie. I don't think it's... Like, don't beat yourself up for this choice. I think many a person would have chosen this.
Well, yeah. So I've chosen to go with one of the classic Goosebumps episodes called The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight, or what I thought was a classic episode, but maybe that was just in my head because there are so many other good ones. Right, let me give you a bit of backstory as to why I did pick this specific Goosebumps program one. I love Goosebumps. I've got so much time for it. So I was always going to pick a Goosebumps episode. I grew up with them. I used to read the books. So, like, I was fully invested in Goosebumps when I was younger. I had, like, a little anthology book which had, like, Night of the Living Dummy, Stay Out of the Basement, Say Cheese and Die, like, all of these ones. So I loved it. And then I watched this one when I was much younger and it just scared the shit out of me. And like, it freaked me out with like, and oh, it freaked me out with scarecrows for ages. And it fucked me up, man. But I will read you the plot so we know what we're working with here.
I love, since a child, you've been a horror fan. Like, Goosebumps used to fuck me up as a kid.
Right. Jodie and Mark are visiting their grandparents' farm and having a wonderful time. I wouldn't say they were having a wonderful time, really, until they discover that the scarecrows surrounding the farm appear to be alive. So I always think I remember the last scene in the barn in my head really freaking me out. And I think it just like stuck with me for ages. And then I watched this and I was like, what were you doing when you were like 8? Because this is shit. And like, was I a fucking pussy at 8 years old? Because this is like... so crap. So yeah, I mean, I know it's old and it hasn't and all of that, but like, you two, the ones, well, especially Tell, the one she picked, that was pretty old and that's still very funny and good, and this just isn't. There are so many other ones I could have picked, so I'm a bit disappointed by my choice, but I don't regret going for Goosebumps. I just should have gone for a different episode, but yeah, go on, guys. Be brutally honest. What did you think? Go on, Charlie.
Let Tell go first.
Well, no, like, I would still back you on this, Katie. Like, I can see why you'd have picked it. Because as you said, like, the episode I picked was quite old, but The Simpsons is satire. It was never supposed to be a scary episode. Even to a kid, you know, like, there's a happy ending. Bart wakes up. It was all a dream. Like, there's always a resolution. Like, but scarecrows are fucking scary and they've been used so many times, especially in like actual horror, as the scary thing. So I can see why you'd absolutely as a child have been scared of this. But the problem is it is supposed to be really, really scary and it is a bit shit, but it's not your fault it's a bit shit. It's just, as you say, it's like the age and the fact that we're grown-ups now and we're like, this is not scary. I love the fact that the resolution was like the scarecrow going through like a combine harvester or whatever it was, and just throwing, it was just the straw coming out of the side really got me. Yeah, so like I can see why you picked it. It's just one of those that things just aren't as scary when we're growing up. Like,
no.
So no, not your fault. If it had been a satire, it would have been a really, like, you know, we'd be laughing about it. But because it was supposed to be serious, is why we're like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, well, a lot of the Goosebumps episodes are, like, fun and playful, even now. But just this one just didn't hit at all. And it definitely, it used to. But if it's something like Night of the Living Dummy, where it's, like, a ventriloquist dummy that starts talking, I think that would have been a lot better. So, yeah, I just think it was the wrong pick. When I was younger, it really scared me, which is why I wanted to pick it. But, yeah, I don't know what was going on in my eight-year-old brain where I thought this was scary.
Scarecrows are scary. That's what was going on. And the thing is, where we grew up as well, there were a lot of scarecrows. Like, I think that was the thing, is it wasn't like we never saw them and they were just this fantasy thing. We used to see them in the fields and be like, oh, my God, it's moving. Like, so I get it. I do get it. It just... Yeah, not the best one we've seen tonight, but, you know, it was up against Shrek. So what did you expect?
Exactly.
Charlie, what about you?
So, the costumes for the scarecrows, outstanding. Like, they are absolutely terrifying, even as a bloody adult. Like, fuck seeing that one with the fucking... It looks like a fucking Slipknot mask. It's hard because parts of it was making me feel a bit anxious. But then we've also got to remember, this came out in, 1998? It had to fit in, like, a whole story, like, a whole book within, like, 20 minutes. So it's, like, 30-second scenes. But fuck me, the acting is shit in it, isn't it?
So bad. Yeah.
Well, where's the, like, chocolate chips? Where's Nana's famous pancakes?
Well, it's not meant to be scary. It is meant to be a kid's thing, but
I can see this scaring a kid.
Yeah, the acting is bad. And, like, oh my God, I can't remember his name. The one that, like, causes all this shit.
Fucking Ray or something like that.
Yeah. Grandpa. Stanley, the one that causes all the stuff. He kind of, like,
it's a bit of a knob.
Just changes, a bit of a knob, and then he just changes his mind really quickly that he does want to help them and stop the scarecrows. And it just doesn't, like, it's just, he makes a really quick 180 and, like, changing his mind and being like, yeah, I am actually going to help the family. It's weird.
I do have to say, I do love the end with the fucking haunted combine harvester. Like, it's one thing killing the scarecrows with it. It's another thing, though, get the fucking combine harvester to kill them. Like, that is fucked.
Yeah, it's a pretty dark ending, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to come and smash up their fucking little wooden chalet.
Yeah, the parents of Jodie and Mark are going to come back and just see them all massacred on the farmhouse.
And the blood just splattered in the fields behind them. Their clothes shredded.
God, yeah, that's a pretty dark ending, isn't it?
Yeah.
He just zooms in on their faces.
Just like, no!
I hadn't actually thought about that, like, because obviously they're there on holidays. It's like the parents are going to, at some point, they're going to have to explain this to their folks and be like, yeah, so Nan and Grandad nearly killed us.
I mean, let's just say a lesson not to mess around with witchcraft. Fucking Stanley.
I mean, exactly. What the fuck?
Stick to producing knives, mate.
So did you guys watch any Goosebumps when you were younger, or were you not really into it?
I watched one and it scared me.
And it
was about, like, a lava blob or, like, a blob thing that, like, swallowed stuff up. I just remember them being in a shop and this blob, like, just falling around and taking everything within inside of it.
I think I read more of them than I watched, but I think the annoying thing was I had, like, older siblings. And my big brother was allowed to watch them. I think they let my big sister, but she doesn't really like horror. So then she was like, no, it's too scary. So then parents decided too scary for me. So I was allowed to read the books and let my own very vivid imagination do the work. But yeah, and that is the only problem with being the third kid in line, is you're very suddenly policed by the siblings. And I was like, that's not fair. Like, I had a more similar taste to my brother than my sister, but yeah. So yeah.
I must admit the books are actually better. Like, I used to love reading the books when I was younger.
Yeah.
They are better than the programs. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes that is the case though, that, like, your own imagination is so much better than.
I have to say, I do remember this being on CITV, like after school.
Mm. Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that was when, like, these sort of programs were on, but I don't think we were allowed to watch them, or maybe I've just, like, trauma dumped them into, like, a big spot in my brain where I can't actually think about them, but from that slime monster one, which now I want to go and find what episode that was, so I can face my fears.
Yeah, you should. You should definitely do that.
You can do it, Charlie. We believe in you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Imagine her coming back and be like, worst decision. It was still fucking terrifying.
I tell you what, if it's facing up against these fucking pumpkin people, yeah, fuck that.
Scarecrows.
Oh, sorry. I've been watching Nightmare Before Christmas recently. I'm a bit
it's because we were darting around in the woods yesterday with some pumpkins.
True.
We were busy pumpkining it up.
Where?
Okay, right. So what's... I'm going to ask the question. What spooks are we giving it?
Go on, Kate. You go first.
I was bitterly disappointed. So I think for nostalgia, I'm going to give it a point. And because actually, like, some bits, seeing the scarecrows, like, brought back a bit of... I thought that was quite good in parts. But yeah, just nowhere near as good as I remember it being. So I'm going to give it a 2. Tal, what about you?
Similar. I'm going to give it 1.5, but again, because I think I do appreciate a lot of what Goosebumps did for us as kids. And you do say Goosebumps to people and they are all like, oh, that really scared me as a kid. Even if now they don't find them scary, it did a lot for us as a child. And we had to start somewhere on our horror journey. I would actually be interested to reread one of the books and see if it's still scary. But yeah, so I'm going to give it a 1.5. Also, because as Charlie said, those costumes and the scarecrows were very well done. So I'll give them that. Charlie, what about you?
I'm going to give it 1.5. a little creepy, but my main point is going for the costumes of those bloody fucking scarecrows. Like, they were creepy as fuck.
They were good.
Mm. And would we survive the possessed scarecrows? All the possessed, what was it? Combine Harvest.
Combine Harvest.
I think that's wiping us all out by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that one's a little bit harder to outrun.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to survive this one, lads.
I think we'd have survived the scarecrows, but yeah, that many blades, we may have had a problem.
Yeah.
What do the scarecrows actually want?
Good question.
They just want to just hold you, don't they? They don't really, not really do hold much you. Else.
Yeah, good question. That's a very good question. I'm not really sure why they came alive. I assume to attack, but I don't know for sure. Unfortunately, I just know that Stanley put this spell on because it was supposed to make so the scarecrows would work the farm on their own and it would take the labor off Stanley, which is actually kind of a sad reason. I sort of feel bad for Stanley in that way. Maybe the grandparents should have been a bit more considerate of Stanley's work time. But
we don't know if it was like laziness or overworked.
But... Overworked, yeah. Poor Stanley. But he's killed everyone anyway with the combine harvester. So everyone's massacred and dead.
I mean, after all that, would you really have just read the first Latin you picked up? Like, come on, Stan.
Yeah, I know. That everyone goes around and goes, Stanley, no. Hopefully he's eaten enough cherry pie up wherever he is.
Yeah. You know what this did remind me of a little bit was Leprechaun? That kind of vibe.
God. Yeah.
Like shit acting. I don't know, just the kind of vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I get you.
So that was my choice. If I could next Halloween I will pick a better one, but there was a reason why I did pick this and now you all know,
and that's why I will stand by it, because I reckon every single person has a goosebump story, be it book, film, whatever.
I think so.
It is definitely our childhood. I'll give it that. I'll give it credit where credit's due. All right, any more plans before Halloween?
Well, Halloween is tomorrow in terms of this podcast release. So,
but one of those secrets that, yes, we do need more than 24 hours to edit, so it is slightly ahead.
yeah, I'm off pumpkin picking, and I've got a Halloween party with my child on the day before this comes out, so on the Sunday. And then I've got a lot of things, spooky things to be watching beforehand as well with my better half. How about you guys?
Well, we might be doing something to help. Potential Halloween thing up in London. If yeah. not, maybe a few spooky films. Nice, some red wine. Nice. But yeah, nothing in particular. What about you, Tal?
No, I think I did a lot of my, because last episode it was like, oh, what are you doing for Halloween? And the bizarre thing is I was actually like so much and not a lot because I had so much like planned. But everything was still getting finalized. And like since then,
yeah,
we've done the photo shoot and I've been to Salem, which is so mental to think that was all this month already. But yeah, very excited about our potential weekend, spooky weekend in London. But I'm sure because obviously Halloween being on a Tuesday, I'll probably get the candles out, watch some films, make it a bit of a spooky evening. But yeah, I have already carved 3 pumpkins, which are now sitting on my doorstep. So I don't think I'll be doing any more pumpkins.
No, fair enough. You've done enough.
I have so much fucking pumpkin in my fridge. It's ridiculous.
Delicious.
Yeah, delicious. There's just so much. Luckily, I like pumpkin in various
forms. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, can you imagine if I was I just didn't eat pumpkin?
That wouldn't be good.
Luckily, I do. So I've got a few nice dinners coming up. But my God, there's just so much. Anything else to add, lovelies?
Nine.
Hope you all enjoyed our little photos.
Yeah.
That I've gone live, obviously. That's about it.
Cool. Yeah.
Shout out I to don't great know by this photo.
Yeah, I don't know by the time this comes out if there'll be any more. But enjoy those if they've come out. If there are any more to be released by Bright Photo. But yeah, we had a really cool time with them. And if you haven't checked them out, we've put a couple on our page on Instagram and Twitter, and then Bright Photo as well, who we've tagged and who we follow, also have some. So definitely check them out if you haven't already.
All right, Gunn and Charlie, ask the question.
So guys, obviously I know we've rated them out spooks out of 5, but which special is taking the crown tonight?
Oh, I just don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know. I think mine is gonna win it. I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be Shrek, guys.
It's gonna be fucking Shrek.
The fact that we all agreed on it as well. Like,
we all gave it a 5 and we've all said we're probably gonna watch it again before Halloween. It's gotta be Shrek, innit?
It has to be.
Oh, what
the
a lovely
king
ending.
Takes it all.
The winner takes it all. Shrek will be so proud.
Excellent. We'll snippet a little bit of it, Shrek in at this point, just as a little celebration.
Get out of my swamp.
Yes. Amazing. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us for our very bizarre Halloween special. We hope you liked it. But yes, check us out on all the socials. See our lovely photo shoot, our lovely Halloween photo shoot. See what else we have coming up. We've got a couple of birthdays coming up, so we'll have some exciting birthday episodes. So yeah, we're not going to go quiet now that spooky season is over. Because for us, Halloween is all year round. So the spooky season is all year. Until next time, bye.
Bye-bye.
Get out of my swamp. Hey now, you're